Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We are on Daf Vav Amud Beis. And here we go. So, yesterday, there was a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva regarding if you take meat outside the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, does Me'ila apply on what remained? No, I take that back. Does Me'ila apply since what remained you did a good avodah on? So does Me'ila apply on the Yotze also? It's a psul, right? Rabbi Akiva said yes. Rabbi Akiva said yes. Me'ila does apply. Why? Because you still have something to do, right? Rabbi Eliezer said no, there's no Me'ila. Why not? Because it's an invalid carbon. If it's invalid carbon, it never got past that. Therefore, it's no Me'ila. Rabbi Akiva said there is Me'ila. That's what we did yesterday. Remember? Yeah. Remember? No? Okay. Now, Itmar. Amar of Yochanan. Says of Yochanan. Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Mo'elis Liotze. When does Rabbi Akiva say that the Zrika helps for Yotze? What do you mean Zrika helps? That the Zrika will create Me'ila, even though it's somewhere else. Shiyatza Miksaso. That's if you took it only part of the animal, part of the meat. Aval Yotze Kulo. But if you take out all the meat, lo amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva never said it, halacha. He never said it if you take all of it out. Why not? It's obvious. Rashi says in the bottom, there's no carbon. I took everything out. There is no carbon. So there's nothing for the Zrika to be chal on. Therefore, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that there's no Me'ila. Okay? Make sense? It doesn't make a difference. So what do you see from here? Whether it's non-existent here in the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, if it's non-existent, then there is no Me'ila. There is no Me'ila.
Are you talking about a carbon here?
I don't know what they have exactly. Yeah, it's Dan. Zrika is a Dan. One second. Meisve. One second. I'm sorry. Amalei Rav Yossi, Lu Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan the following question. Kvar lamduni chaveira shibagola, my chaveirim in the Golos, in Bavel, thought about this. And they said the following question. Mechash vin al ha'avud v'al ha'saruf. What if somebody has a piggle thought on meat that is not here? It's burned, it's lost. Can there be piggle on meat that's not in existence? Meaning, he had a pickle thought, I'm going to eat that meat at the wrong time, at the wrong place. There is no meat, it got all burnt. A freak accident happened and the meat got burnt.
You've always said pickle doesn't happen until it's
beanie. What? Right. Look at Rashi. Ha'imurin. If the imurin got burnt, v'chishiv, and he thought to himself, bezvika, while he was doing the zvika, al menas, on condition, lahaktiran chutz lizmanam, and I'm going to burn the emurin at the wrong time. Have you piggle? It's still piggle. Kisha ochem and abasar, and then when you then eat the meat at the right time, at the right place, kisha ochel basar, oh shem nimtu ochlin, or if you find it, chayev kares. You're chayev kares. So how come by piggle, it doesn't have to be in existence for piggle to get created? And then we just said, well, since the carbon's not here, there's no me'ila. What's the difference? That's his question. What's the difference? Right? The top line back of the Gemara. V'abud v'saruf lo aisinun ba'olam. It's not here in the world. V'afilu haki katani mechashvin. And nevertheless, the piggle works. Second above here, I took the carbon out, totally out. It's somewhere else. Why does the me'ila no longer me'ila? Why does it work? Why not? I'm still doing Zrika Saddam over here. Now, what's going to be with the carbon? There is no carbon. Someone took it out. So it's a psul yotze. So what? By piggle you have that. That's the Gemara's question. That's Rav Asi asked that question. Now, that question is an excellent question. Such an excellent question. We're going to change. We have to change something because that's such a good question.
Different rules to me. Meila and rules to piggle. I'm scared.
But why? Why should it be different?
Different.
If it's not here, it's not here. And if it's here, it's here. So the Gemara's not going to give that answer. But before the Gemara answers the question, Gemara realizes Rav Asi couldn't have asked it. Rav Asi couldn't. It's a good question, but Rav Asi couldn't have asked it. For me, Amr Rav Asi, Hachi. Rav Asi doesn't even hold like this.
Vatanya, Vaboy Mine Rav Asi Mir Vyokhan, Rachi Vasi wants to ask Rav Yochanan, Chishev Lenishbachin Lamachar Mahu. What if somebody has a piggle thought on dam that's supposed to be poured down the extra blood? Is that not vodi even? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. His two pshatim on what this means. We'll do the first one. Right here, Nishbachin, Hainu, Shiari Hadam, it's leftover dam, Shayashofech Lisod HaMizbeach. And you pour it down the Yisod of the Mizbeach. That's what you do with it. After you finish it, I've left extra dam in this cup. I didn't use all the dam for the sprinkle. All right, pour it down the Yisod of the Mizbeach. Now, it's extra dam. Is that an avoda? While you're pouring down this blood, you're dreaming, Almanas lechol kazayis chutuz mano. Dahayinu lemachar, one second. Mahu, what's the story?
They don't pour it down until after Zrika.
Right, after Zrika.
So no, who cares when it's done?
Oh, 1 second, so that's his question. His question is it still an avoda?
No, isn't everybody agree that after Zrika already, there's no more
pickled
thoughts after Zrika?
Mi chashiva haimachshava dineshbachin lepagel. Is this thought that you had while you're pouring down the blood enough of a piggle thought? Kimo machshava dezrika atma, just like zrika itself. Oh, lo, or not? That's his question. Another inyan acher, another thing. We'll leave that for now. So that was his question. Now Rav Asi asked his question. Is a piggle over there? By pouring off the blood? So Mati says, but you did the Zrika already, so nothing more to talk about. Well, he had a question.
No, but I thought everybody agrees by that time. There's nobody who's arguing with that.
So the question is Shvichas Damim like an extension of the Zrika? That's what I was asking. You do Zrika, you have leftover blood, do the Shvicha right now. So if people thought by the Shvicha, is that a problem? That was his question.
Correct.
That was his question. Alma, what do you see from his Alma? Amalei Ravzera, Kvarshanus Lano Alal. You already have that. We already have an answer to that question. We learned about an Alal. An Alal is some kind of vein or sinew that's not edible. Okay? It's not edible. So it's not a Tumas Nevela because it's not edible. And it's right. Alma, Hai Alal, this Alal, Kivan, the less Beima Meshasha, since it doesn't have any, it's not edible. It's a vein that's not edible. Lo Kibel Tuma, it's Amakabel Tuma, meaning it's as if it's not here. Hani Nishbachinami, this what you pour out also, Kivan Dili Ibur Azli, since it goes to the garbage, where's it going?
Sure.
It's going to the sewer. Right? Behu machshava lo mahanya. Then there's no pickle. There's no pickle. So Rav Asi, who agreed with that, couldn't have. So we see when it's not around, or it's not existent, or it's worthless, there's no pickle. So how could Rav Asi have asked the question, what about if the meat got missing or got burnt? Is it pickle? He couldn't have asked that question. It's a good question on what we said before about the me'ila, but he couldn't have asked it. So the Gemara says, Ella Dikatani, Al Ha'ibud Valasaraf. He's going to ask. So the answer is he couldn't have asked it. So the Gemara says, fine. Ella Dikatani Al Ha'ibud Valasaraf Kasha. It's still a Kasha. How come by Piggle, we have a statement that says if you lose the meat, or you burnt the meat, there's still Piggle? Why? Why is still Piggle? I don't know why, but there's still Piggle. But if the meat is taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Me'ila. What's the difference? Because it's not here? Piggle also is not here. And a Piggle, it works. Why doesn't it work over here? So we said, Rav Asi couldn't have asked that question, because he didn't have a doubt about that. But it's still a good question. Right? Kasha, it's still a good question. Right? So, Amar Rava, Ema, you have to change that statement about the Piggle. You have to change it. It doesn't mean that it was lost when you had the Piggle thought. That's not what it means. It was right here when you had the pickle thought. What it means is, al ha'omed li'ibud v'ha'omed li'saref. It's going to get lost. It's going to get burnt. When I so look at Rashi in the top line, in the wider line, the kivan de b'shas zerika kichashiv akati havikamon. It's right here. It's right here. Af agaf deshuv nevdu onishrefu. Then it got lost later. Mahanya Bahu Machshava. That Machshava is valid. That's what it means. Right here, now it's here. Later it got lost. That's still pigle. Aval hacha, habasha yotze. Here the meat was taken out, kulo, all of it, lefnei zrika, before the zrika. Kiman de lesa dummy, b'shas zrika. So it's as if it wasn't here during the time of the zrika. Exactly. Ein zrika mo'el sabasa lahozi midei me'ila. The zrika doesn't help to take it out of me'ila. Right? It doesn't help. It doesn't mean it was already lost, already burnt. Ella shenev du hashta onisrefu. It got lost now, after I had the pigle thought. Since it was here by the shazrika, hochiach sofan al tchilaso. So retroactively, it was here. Shayom laubed lisarif. Now it's standing to be burnt. Okay. You got that? Okay. The rest of the daf actually is pretty easy now. Amar of Papa. Lo Amar Be'akiva Zrika Mo'el Sliyote. Rebbe Akiva didn't hold that Zrika helps. Ela Shiyote Basar. Only if you took out the Basar. Aval Dam. But if you take out the Dam, Ein Zrika Mo'el Sliyote. Right? Taking out the Dam won't save the meat from Mi'ila. Why? Because the Zrika itself is Pasal. If the Zrika itself is Pasal, then how did the meat ever become kosher? What mattered the meat?
Case
is that you have someone shechted a carbon, was mekabel the dam in a cup, and then took the cup to Haifa. Took the cup to Haifa. Is the meat, and now we hold that kachim kachim, the zrikas adam matters the meat. Right? The machlokis was, does it matter the meat if it's somewhere else? That was a machlokis in Rabbi Elez and Rabbi Akiva. Right? Does it matter the meat if the meat's somewhere else? This is Yotze. Today we said, well, Rabbi...
How do you do the Zrika for somewhere else?
No, the Zrika is not somewhere else. The meat's somewhere else. Now this case, the Zrika is somewhere else. The blood is somewhere else. Say, in the Konami, you can't do Zrika.
Right.
There is no Zrika. It's not here. It's somewhere else.
So you can't
matter
the meat.
So you can't matter the meat.
So it's not kosher.
So it's Me'ila. Right, remember, Zrika Saddam changes, takes from Kachi Kachim, from Me'ila to no Me'ila. Right? And Kachikalim from no Me'ila to yes Me'ila. If there's blood's not here, nothing changed. Tanya Nami Hachi. Shok. The blood. Here, Tanya Nami Hachi. Shaka Shchita. Shaka Beshtika. You shechted the animal. Beshtika means no problems. Then, Viyotza Dam. Then you took the Dam outside somewhere. Afa Bishachazar. Even though you bring it back. Vizarku. Lo Asif Lo Klub. That doesn't make a difference. What?
It was outside
already. Because you catch him, Molenbo. With Kachi Kachim, you're still going to be over Me'ila if you touch the meat. Because this never went away. And because you call him, in Molenbo. Because you call him, you're not going to be over at all. Because it never started. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Hazel Lamad Dome. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah.
Yeah, because you can eat that meat, though? Because you call him, let's say, you took it out. And
maybe not. The point is, it's not a Me'ila issue. Right.
It's not cooking
anymore,
right?
What?
It's not cooking.
Right. So Omer Rabbi Akiva, Lamaz Edoma. Rabbi Akiva gave a very funny case. What did he say? He said, you have a carbon chatos. Forget Me'ila, forget anything. You have a carbon chatos. And what happened? You lost it. Okay? So then what do? You get another carbon chatos, which is what you're supposed to do. Then you find the first one. Right? Says Rabbi Akiva, wouldn't you agree that if you shecht one, then the other one, you shecht both, let's say, but you only sprinkle the dam from one of them, that's all you have to do. Wouldn't you agree that the other one is kosher? Remember he said that yesterday? Does anybody remember that? He said that
kosher
yesterday?
What?
Kosher
for what?
It's kosher as if it was brought as a carbon as well.
Uh-huh.
And we explained yesterday that it is like one fat carbon chatos. Even though it's two animals, you only did the zrika from one animal, it's still valid, and the me'ila went away. Right? Says Rabbi Akiva, so wouldn't you... Now, that's a questionable statement. But okay, so if that's true, then wouldn't you agree that if it's the same animal, and part of the meat went outside, that there's also no me'ila? I might have said before he holds there is me'ila. I think he holds there is no me'ila. I don't remember now. I think he holds there is me'ila. I don't remember. You hear what he's saying? That's what he said yesterday. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, That's only true if there are two kahanim there and they shech both animals at the same time. Both chatases at the same time. Therefore, it's like one huge chatas. It's two animals. But since the shechta at the same time, and one's a replacement for the other, that whatever halachas apply to one animal, apply to the other animal. Even though only the Zvika Saddam from one animal. Which animal? Whichever one you want. But if it's zeh achar zeh, I shechted one now, and I shecht one 3 weeks from now, lo omer Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva didn't say his din, right? Now, why not?
What is it, a shechita? Is there such a thing as shechita without zrika?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what Rebbe Akiva is saying. In this case, you did zrika on one, not on the other one. Right? So, okay. Okay. In other words, if they're not shechted at the same time, the animal that doesn't have any problems will not save the animal that does have problems. What do I mean by the animal doesn't have problems? You shechted one. That one is good. Right. Now you want to piggyback on the other one. That only if at the same time. Not if it's that done at the same time.
But you don't know which one had the blood.
Sure you do.
So you know
which A, you shechted with the blood, and B, you shechted without the blood. So Rabbi Akiva said, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, it's the same halacha. That's only if you shechted at the same time. Not if you shechted at different times. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, make sense?
If you're allowed to shecht the second carbon if you find the first one, let's talk about a case where
you can shecht either one you want.
Right.
And the second one's called a Moser Chatos. Rabbi Akiva came along with a big chiddush that if you shecht at the same time, what happened, by the way, when you shecht an animal, when you shecht a chatos, shechting it removes the me'ila. Right? Shechting it removes the me'ila. The zrika removes the me'ila. Says Rabbi Akiva, the zrika also removes the me'ila for the other one. Even though you didn't do anything with it, you shechted it. But you don't do anything with it. Why? It's like one fat chatos. We did this yesterday.
The second chatos, you had to bring it as a carbon, or you could have let it...
What really would happen?
Yeah.
You would not bring it as a carbon.
You would not bring it as
You'd wait for it to get a mum. Or, even worse, it might be one of the five chatos that have to die.
So then it would be me'ila. You couldn't use it anymore.
Correct. So then Rukiva says, if that's true, then what's the difference between that and if the meat was taken somewhere else? If animal A can save animal B, then can animal A save animal A? If I do the Zrika here, I have most of the... Well, we said, well, but if you take all of it out, a different story. I do Zrika here, and I have meat over here. Doesn't it remove the me'ila, even though some of the meat's over there?
It's not a right animal. That's a different type of...
That's what Rabbi Akiva said yesterday, right? So now we're saying, that's only true if you shechta both at the same time. So Tanya, Amr B'Shimon, Kishalachti L'Kfar Pani, when I went to Kfar Pani, Matzah Zakanech, and I found an old man, Amali, Amr Ha'Rabbi Akiva, Zrika Ma'el Si Yotze? Did Rabbi Akiva say that Zrika helps for Yotze? That there's no more Me'ila? Amr Ha'Rabbi Akiva, he did hold like that. When I came up close, and I said over the story to my friends in the Galil, Amrli, Halal Puzzle Hu. But it's Puzzle. Heich Merata Halal Puzzle. Yotze's puzzle. How could Zrika help for puzzle? Okay, she atzasi v'atzasi d'var l'thnei Rabbi Akiva, and I bumped into Rabbi Akiva himself. Amalo, and I said to him, Bini, Amali, Bini, Yeta Omer, Cain, what do you mean? Of course I hold that. V'harei amafresh chatazo v'avdo v'hifresh acher tachtel. If you donate animal A, and you lose it, and then you get animal B, v'achakach nimtes harishona, then you find the second one, to find the first one, v'harishteyed omdos, and they're both here, mol and b'shteyen. You can do me'ila on both of them. They're both ready for me'ila. Shachtan shechtim, hare daman munach bekosos, and the blood's still here. Mol and b'shein. You can still do me'ila on both. Now here comes the kicker. Nizrak dam shalechad mehem, and you do the sprinkle of dam on one of them. Iyata moda shekashem shadama poter sabzara min ha'me'ila af yiftar basach havertim min ha'me'ila. Doesn't shechting animal A save animal B from me'ila? Certainly does. Now that's a debatable point. But he says, certainly does. If animal A can save animal B, even though animal B is puzzle, din hushi, atzel es pesara, so can animal A save animal A itself? That's my raya, right?
Why is it puzzle? Why is the second one puzzle?
Because you don't need it. It's extra.
So what do you do with it?
You wait for it, you lock it up, you let it die or something.
No, you shechted it.
Right? Now you shechted it. So now the question is, it me'ila now? It says Rabbi Akiva, of course not. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Oshia, Shuva Genuva, Hishiva Rabbi Akiva, Osa Talmud. That's a bad answer that Rabbi Akiva gave. Why? But Batzachas in, Batzachas El Lo. It's only true if it's at the same time. The Kivan, the puzzle who, since it's puzzle, why is it puzzle? Why is it puzzle? Right? Because it's called a Moser Chatas, it's an extra Chatas, I don't need it. How many? I only need one of Eira, it'll be one Chatas. Why two Chatas is here? So it's an extra Chatas, it's puzzle. Mali Batzachas, Mali Batzachas. What's the difference if it's at the same time and later on? What's the kind of answer is that? What's the difference? Oh, if it's the same time, then A saves B. But if it's 2 hours later, A doesn't save B. What's the difference, says Rish Lakish? The bowl, it's a Moser Chatas, it's a Pasel Chatas.
One second. If you have two Chatas in front of you, A and B,
right?
You have to automatically choose, if you find, let's say, you have to automatically use A?
No.
Or before you could use B.
You could use B.
So maybe because you could have used B, that they have, until you shecht A, either one has the same Kedusha. So if you could
shecht
B, then B has some kedusha. If you shecht it at the same time, really B is not invalid. B is not puzzle. B has the same kedusha as A. So it's at the same time.
So listen to this. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says, in the Rashi of Mali Batzachas, Mali Batzachas, it's right here. Hoel, usvir lele Rekiva, Rekiva held the Dama Pater Basar Chaverta, the Dama of A saved the meat of B, Afal Gaf, the puzzle Mishamos Chatas. Even though it's puzzle, it's an extra chatas. What's it doing here? The answer is, ki hechi dechashavta lahu ki guf echad. It's like one guf. Deshachdan nami zechar zeh te dama pater eshel chaverta. If it's one guf, we thought he was asking that one way. Well, if it's not good b'zechar zeh, so it's not good b'vatachas. No, he was asking the other way. If it's for sure good b'vatachas, why shouldn't it be good b'zechar zeh? It's one goof. It happens to me. It's one goof in two bodies. What kind of thing is that? It's a halachic thing. Right? Dehei dama pater shachaverta. Elevadai teshuva genuvi hi delo shna. That doesn't make any sense. There's no difference. There's no difference. And just like b'zarachas, that would be no good. B'zarachas would be no good. Why? Because this two goof, one goof thing is not true. So, back to the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan le Rish Lakish. Vati et omer kein? Why? What's wrong with that? It happens to me. It's not so crazy. Let's say you have two hashamos for an achrayas. What's achrayas? Achrayas means a backup. Very person's very nervous. So it happens to the first one. You have the second one. V'shachad es shtein. You check both of them. V'kadam v'ala emurin shel echad mehem kodim zrika. And for some strange reason, you put the emurin of one of them on the mizbeach before the zrika. That's you jumped the gun. That you shouldn't have done that, but you did it, right? Then you do the zmika on the other one. Iatamodeshim alu yardu? Wouldn't that mean that's to come down? You didn't do zmika yet. What are you doing burning the emurin? And if you're telling me it's one guf, amayim alu yardu? Why, if it goes up, you have to bring it down? Amar ula, emure kachim kalam shahel of nezmika sadam, lo yardu? It doesn't come down. Nasa lach moshel mizbeach. The mizbeach accepted it. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? The Mizbeach accepted it. It's the lechem of the Mizbeach. Right? So the meat should not have to come down. Right? Ishtik. Didn't have an answer to that. Right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katzatzinun l'raglohi diyanuka. The young one, Rish Lakish, bested me. Asked me a question I couldn't answer. I couldn't answer it. Good? Good? Yeah. That's it.
Which is, I have severed the legs of the
chart. Yeah, so there's two pshat on what that means. Rashi says, Rish Lakish kari yanuka. Rish Lakish is called the younger one, the Vishaya Bachor Mimenu, who's younger than him. The Osve Bachi Veloyada Lashivo. He asked me a question I couldn't answer. He asked me a question. He like took the wind out from under me. That's what I mean. He took the wind away from me. I couldn't answer that question. Then he says, Lishnachwina, Didaika. That he was smarter than me. Okay, same thing. Okay? Next. Yesh, it doesn't. Don't read the word yesh. Maisa dam be kachay kachim lahakil lahakmer. The zrikas hadam by kachay kachim is lahakil and lahakmer. What does that mean? We'll explain. Kachay kalim kul lahakmer. By kachay kalim is only machmer. What does that mean? Keta, what does that mean? Kachay kachim lefnei zrikas hadam. Before the zrikas hadam by kachay kachim, is there meila? Yes. Molin be emurein ubabasar. You meila in both. The whole animal is meila. What you're going to eat is me'ilah, and what the Beis HaMikdash is going to eat also me'ilah. La'achas v'ikas Adam, after v'ikas Adam, only molin be'emurehen. The stuff that goes on the Mizbeach, you still can't eat touch that, it's still me'ilah. But v'ein molin be'basar. But there's no me'ilah on the basar. Why not? Because by doing z'vika, you mattered it. V'alzeh v'alzeh, and on both meats, chayev mishum pigol noser v'tameh. You're chayev on pigol noser and tameh. Right? Nimtza comes out, Maisa Dami Bekachay Kachim Lahakul Lahakmir. It's a Kula and a Chumrah. What's the Kula? The Kula is, there's no Me'ila after Zvika. What's the Chumrah? That once you do Zvika, Pigal Nosar and Tameh kick in. Right? Kachay Kalim, Kula Lahakmir. Kachay Kalim, the whole thing is Mahakmir. Keitan, how so? Kachay Kalim, Lefnei Zvika's Damim. Kachay Kalim, for Zvika's Adam. Ain Molin. There's no Me'ila at all. Lobe Murin, Lobe Basar. No Me'ila at all. Lacha Zvikas Adam, after Zvikas Adam, Molin Be Murayin. There's Me'ila on the Emurin, right? That's when the Me'ila begins. The Ain Molin Be Basar. There's still no Me'ila on the Basar. So it only got worse. It didn't get better. It only got worse. But there's no Me'ila on any part of the animal, and now there's Me'ila on part of the animal. It only got worse. Alzev Yalzev, on both of them, Chayalav Mishu Piggle on Zavitame. It's still Piggle, by Kachikalim. Nimsa, Mayas Adam, by Kachikalim, Kulam Hachmer. It only got worse. Nothing got mutter. It only got worse. Katani, it said, ain molin babasar. The Mishnah said that you're not molin babasar. Right? Would the Mishnah say that? La'achas vikas adam, molin be'emurehen, by kachay kachim. After you do me'ila, after you do zvika, you're not moel. There's still me'ila on the emurin. But there's no me'ila on the basar that you're going to eat. Why did Mishnah say that? That's like saying on Shabbos you're not allowed to do work, but on Sunday there's no iser. Of course there's no iser. It's a malah to eat it. Why did Mishnah say that? And there's no me'ila. Why did Mishnah say that? There's no me'ila. Of course there's no me'ila. So Tzidah said, now the Gemara asks a question: me'ila hu delaka ha isura ika? One second. There's no me'ila, but it sounds like it's usher still. There's no me'ila, but it's still usher. Is that what it sounds like? V'amai, hamamonet de kohen hu. It belongs to the kohen now. The kohen's allowed to eat it. Why did the Mishnah say it's implied? I don't know why it's implied like that, but the Gemara thinks it's implied when the Mishnah said, well, after shechita, after zrika, by a kachay kachim, the me'ila goes away on the meat. Right? That's what we've been learning. So it sounds like the me'ila goes away, but it's still epis usher. So why is it usher? The kohen's allowed to eat it. That's a diuk. So the Gemara says, don't make that deal. No, mishum dekanas nasav reisha molin, nasav sefer ain molin. Because in the reisha we said there is meila. So to be parallel, we said in the sefer there's no meila. But ain achanami, of course it's mutter. Of course it's mutter. Ain sefer, look at the sefer. What does the sefer say? Kachikal kul lahachmer. Kachikal is all machmer. Right? What does that mean? Keta, what does that mean? Basa kachikal of nezrika sadam. Before the zrika, ain molin bo. Ain molin. There's no meila, behen, ube emurehen. There's no meila in anything. Why? Because the animal is not considered kachim. It's considered yours. Vein chayav lanav mishum pigol noser v'tameh. And it's not pigol noser v'tameh. Lacha zvika, dam, after you do zvika, molin be'emurehen. There's yes me'ila on the emurehen. Vein molin be'basar. But there's no me'ila on the basar. What? Therefore the kahanim can eat it. But it only got worse. Because beforehand, the animal was 100% not me'ila. And now it's 80% not, 20% me'ila now. Which 20%? The Emurin. Right? Milahu deleka. Ha'isura ikka? What? So it sounds like, again, same question. It sounds like the meat, the rest, the 80% that you're allowed to eat. There's no me'ila. But it sounds like you're not allowed to eat it. Is that true? V'amai. Hamamona debailamu. Belongs to you. Why can't you eat it? Amar Chanina. So Chanina answered, no. We're talking about you took the basar outside before the zrika. You ruined the basar. Therefore, even after the zrika, you still can't eat it. Who said that? Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva, a good friend of Rabbi Akiva, that said that Zrika, Moel, Fiyotze, and takes it out of, so it's out of Mi'ila, but you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. Kiyama Rabbi Akiva, Zrika, so the Gemara says, Kiyama Rabbi Akiva, Zrika, Moel, Fiyotze, when did Rabbi Akiva say that the Zrika helps? That if it's to take it out, that it's yotze, that you know it will chayv meila, not let it eat it. Lisreifa, it still has to be burnt, right? It still has to be burnt. Avalachila hu lo meratze. Of course you can't eat it. Of course you're not allowed to eat that. So of course it's still asur. That's what the Mishnah meant. Hadron alach kachay kachim. Hadron alach kachay kachim. Hadron alach kachay kachim. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.